Hello everyone, this is David Hughes from the Corporate Marketing Group at Worldwide Technology and welcoming you to the latest episode of WWT's Tech 17 podcast series. Our Tech 17 series brings together subject matter experts from Worldwide Technology, our partners and customers to discuss important topics on today's IT landscape. So today we've got a couple of very important and respected subject matter experts today to talk about a very interesting topic called network function virtualization. That is a mouthful, guys. Otherwise referred to as NFV. So just to introduce the two participants in our podcast today, we've got Joe Wytel from Worldwide Technology and Paul Mundinger, who is with our partner Intel. So guys, thanks for joining us today.
Dave, thanks for having us.
David, thank you very much.
Okay. So guys, maybe if you could just give us a little introduction, tell us about yourselves, besides obviously we know where you work, but a little bit about what your role is and where you're based out of. So Joe, if you can start.
Sure, Dave. So once again, my name is Joe Wytel, and I'm responsible for the service provider strategy for our global service provider business. My role is the Chief Technology Officer, and I work for Craig Ecker, who runs the overall business and the sales organization for GSP.
Okay, Paul?
And Paul Mundinger. I'm based in Boulder, Colorado, and I look after Intel's interests with our system integration partners that are driving network transformation for our end comm service provider customers. There's a lot of change in the network that's going on as networks start to migrate from 4G to 5G, and we're right in the middle of that supporting WWT.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys. I think later on in the podcast we'll definitely get into talk about the partnership between Worldwide and Intel. But before we get to that, maybe we can start off by just giving our listeners kind of your take, just kind of a sense of really what is NFV. And you know some of the things that you've really kind of seen it grow as a as an application in the marketplace. So Joe, maybe you could lead us off on that.
Sure, I can start with that. So fundamentally, NFV is the process by which service providers and actually some large enterprise customers are disaggregating software and hardware from traditional networking components. So in the past, customers would buy a router or a switch or a firewall, and it would come as an integrated piece of hardware plus proprietary software that worked on that piece of hardware. And what our service providers are trying to do is become more agile, which means they want to deliver services with the speed of software. So that what they're really trying to do, once again, is decouple the software from the hardware, use really commodity x86 products for the compute and the processing, but then take the software and be able to migrate it across multiple x86 or compute platforms, and then be able to change the services and deploy services more quickly without having to worry about the complexity of the hardware. So it's really becoming a software-based business, and they're really trying to become more agile. I mean, fundamentally, our large service providers want to replicate Google. They want to be able to roll out new services in a day, and they want to be able to do it very quickly, test it, and start achieving revenue as quickly as possible.
Okay, Paul?
And I would agree, where Intel's been making investments in that is to allow for that flexibility with what we've done in our not only our architectures for our CPUs that go into the platforms, but also the peripherals that go with that in terms of network interface cards, our software, our solid state drive technology for storage. So we've enabled platforms, both compute, network, and storage, that allow that foundation, or what's in the industry NFVI, to be built. So you can allow a customer to bring in the flexibility of trying, they may want to mix and match different software solutions to give them that solution that's tuned for them at their pace, their requirements, and gives them the flexibility to take that to market in a rapid fashion.
Okay. Well, speaking of customers, I think our listeners would be interested to see kind of, from both of your perspectives, both from Intel and from Worldwide, what are you guys hearing from your customers about specific challenges that they're seeing in the space where NFV really has an impact? So, Joe, maybe you could
Absolutely. I think from a challenge perspective, we understand why they're trying to disaggregate hardware and software. Unfortunately, that makes it more complex for these providers. In the past, when they were able to buy a piece of hardware with software on it, they knew it all worked together. Now they have to actually take hardware from a wide variety of vendors, software from other vendors, and then make sure it all works together in a way that can be operationalized on a global network scale. So that complexity of making sure all the components from a wide variety of suppliers is their current big challenge. Now, they know that over time they're going to get there, but in the short term that's created some deployment challenges. And in fact, that's really an opportunity for Worldwide Technology to use our assets to help our customers solve those challenges and get their solutions in the market more quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, I would agree, because going down that path gives the operator the opportunity to start avoiding being locked into a specific vendor's solution. Because it's, in a network environment, technology selection traditionally meant you're looking at a 3, 5, 7, 10 year investment in terms of not only am I investing today, but I'm locked into what that roadmap for that solution is for the next, could be decade, mm-hmm. because of the time it takes to evolve and deploy in a network. Now in a virtualized environment, you can make the investment in the core platforms, and then, if you wanted to try vendor A solution, and then let's say next year you wanted to try something different, you wanted to change the mix of your offerings, you have the capability to do that by just migrating on the software level versus having to do both a hardware and a software migration or a change out in the network.
Okay. So just curious too on this. So when you might be having a discussion with a CIO or a CTO, and maybe they've had some internal discussions and maybe know enough to think, NFV might be a solution or, an application that might be something that can help address some of the challenges we have. What would be some, maybe one of the one or two key considerations that you would ask them to assess when or really do you help them assess in terms of whether it's really something that's going to meet those challenges for them?
A couple things immediately come to mind. First is operational performance. Does my virtualized solution run better or at least better and more efficiently than what I have in a proprietary solution today? Because if you can't demonstrate that, they're going to say, well, then I'll stick with what I've got, right? Show me something that is more efficient, lower cost to manage, and runs better. It gives me better performance than what I have today. I think that's a fundamental foundational element for the service provider. And then also longer term, what is the total cost of ownership in that type of model? Now that I've disaggregated it, can I get different cost performance metrics if I'm looking at the hardware versus the software or a combination thereof that is better than what I was locked into on an older proprietary system? Because you have to look at not only the cost of the platform, but there's also maintenance support, that long-term support that comes into the cost equation as well. Because you need to show the financial benefit in terms of, is it better for my business that I can generate new services at a lower cost, and does it perform better than what I have today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe?
Yeah, I think when we as Worldwide go and talk to our customers, all of those components that Paul mentioned are top of mind. I think the other important conversation to have with them is, what service are you actually trying to deliver? Oftentimes when we get into these discussions around NFV, people get really wrapped around the fact that they're disaggregating hardware and software and the complexity that that causes, and they forget that whatever they put back together in a solution has to deliver a service that somebody's going to pay for. So people can often get lost in the science project of, hey, can I make all this cool technology work, but really forget about, you're building something that somebody's going to pay for. And so oftentimes we actually ask the customer to think about the actual network design and the service before we even talk about the virtualization aspects, because then we at least know that they're, working with their product management team and working with their marketing organization to get something out that customers will buy. And then we can work through the details of how are you going to do that disaggregation, what are all the components that you need, and frankly talk to them about how we can use our ATC to help them validate a particular design and our ITC to rack it all up for them and ship it out to all the different sites where they want to deploy it.
Mm-hmm. I would add one other thing that comes to mind, and I think this is also foundational in what we're doing in providing these solutions, is there is a security aspect that goes through every one of these operations. The service provider wants to know that they have control and access, and the solutions they put out there are secure, And that's foundational, I think, to what Intel builds into the ingredients that go into these platforms that gives them that security and trust and authentication capabilities when they bring these new solutions to market. So that underpins, I think, every aspect that we touch is that the solutions are secure and verifiable for the service provider.
I was just going to add one of the other things that Intel does bring to the table, and it's crucial for the NFV space, is as you start running this software on traditional x86 platforms, one of the considerations is how much packet throughput you can actually get through the x86 that used to be a generalized compute platform and is now acting as a router or a switch or a firewall potentially. And so they've got some packet acceleration technologies that they've basically invented. DPDK is one of them. And it's tweaking the DPDK functionality on the x86 platform to get the customer's mm-hmm. performance that they're looking for. As Paul mentioned earlier, it doesn't make a lot of sense to go through all the effort of virtualizing all this technology if your performance is less than what you could have gotten with an integrated platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've, the DPDK has been an area where Intel has invested heavily over the years, and that's, available open source. We continue to invest in that. That allows for software tuning for packet acceleration. Then there's also enabling technology that we integrate now into the silicon with our latest release of our Xeon scalable processor. It's called Intel Quick Assist technology that allows for essentially line rate packet processing, which is required in a telecommunications environment.
Okay. One thing that people are always interested in, obviously, is, could you give us like an example of how this works, or maybe, some kind of success story, if you will. So obviously without, keeping it somewhat confidential, we don't mm-hmm. want to list any customer names, but just is there an example or two that, you guys have seen in your experience, maybe a specific industry vertical, for example, where NFV has really had a major impact?
I think the service providers who are really trying to drive increased revenue from enterprise customers, they're really looking to deliver managed WAN services. So basically, in the past, many customers would actually build out their own WAN. They'd buy all the CPE. They'd go buy circuits from the service providers. They'd connect them together, and that's how they'd connect all their remote sites. I think many enterprise customers are now looking at, is managing their WAN really a core part of their business, or is it something they'd rather outsource to someone mm-hmm. who can take care of that via a managed service? And so where the service providers are really focused is using NFV technology on the customer CPE. Mm-hmm. And basically what they're doing is they're taking a traditional x86 compute platform and they're turning it into a router to act as a piece of CPE. What's happening is now they're adding specific virtual network functions, VNFs, on top of that CPE to deliver the specific managed service. So, for example, you could put a routing VNF, you could put a firewall VNF, you could put a WAN acceleration VNF, service chain them together, and that's how you deliver the managed service for that branch site. The nice thing for the service provider, the reason why this is so interesting for them and frankly for large enterprises who have a lot of branch offices, is that when they want to turn up a new service, they no longer have to do a truck roll to that site and have a person physically go install another appliance. They can just actually add the additional piece of software and turn it on, and all of a sudden the service is deployed immediately. Yeah. So it's a huge cost and operational savings for both the service provider and the end customer. Okay. So that's one good example.
Sorry. No, I would agree to, and I would add to that, it's not just the operational savings because of you're minimizing the number of truck rolls or times you have to send people out to that facility. But the operator also has the ability to turn up and turn down services, expand bandwidth, or add new features at the request of the customer. And they can do that from a centralized management and control point within the network. So it makes that flexibility, I can get on-demand services, an actual reality of what the service provider can offer their clients, which is really their value. They're now the shop where their customers come to get services, and they're able to provide them on-demand basis.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for sharing that, guys. So I think maybe just kind of wrap things up in our last minute or two, especially since we have Paul here, is just if you guys could kind of talk about the relationship between WWT and Intel, and really how that partnership is just enhances the benefits that we can provide to our customers. So maybe, Joe, if you want to start.
No, absolutely. So we really appreciate the partnership we've got with Intel, and Paul specifically. Last year, when we decided that this is going to be an important part of our business, we sat down with Paul and said, here's the things we'd like to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And Paul and the rest of the Intel team were extremely supportive. They made investments in our labs. In fact, last year at Mobile World Congress, which is the large service provider show around the world, it's in Barcelona in the spring, we had a joint announcement between Cisco, Intel, and Red Hat about using Worldwide's ATC as an NFE integration and test facility. And so they've been extremely supportive. I think what they bring is that baseline technology that's going to be important to make NFE deployments successful. So we've used a lot of their technical knowledge as we've worked with the technology in our ATC and then with our customers, obviously.
Okay, great. Paul?
Yeah, and I would agree, the investment is not just, oh, can I get some more servers in my lab? It's the the technical resources that we bring to the table, that we work with our partners, because we have people inside that will sit down, they're really the deep technical subject matter experts on it could be literally a specific part of the hardware stack that goes into the solution. But we'll sit down with not only Worldwide, but maybe also with the partners to say, here's how we can help you tune that, make that optimized, make that a better solution. And there's also, the marketing and support aspect, where we do a lot of co-marketing, co-branding, investing in training for employees of Worldwide Technology. All those pieces are factors that go into the partnership investment that Intel brings to the table.
Okay, great. And I assume then all those things are going to make it even more beneficial for customers to work with us, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, guys, I think that wraps up our episode today. Great conversation. I think I said F or NFV right almost every time.
Almost. You got it right. You got it right.
You spelled it correctly.
I think I almost tripped once, maybe. NFV, one more time. But anyway, so Joe and Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Great. So again, for our listeners, that wraps up another episode of Tech17. We want to thank you again for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast channel if you are not already. It is available on iTunes or any other or podcast platform that you might use. It is free, and we have a number of past episodes that you can listen to as well. Also, make sure and listen to our Tech37 podcast channel, which now has our Between the Racks podcast series, which is available as well on the Tech37 channel. And also, it is listed in a video or posted in the video format on YouTube as well. Remember, Tech17 podcasts drop the first and third Monday of each month. Please listen in. And lastly, if you have any comments or feedback, we love hearing from you. So go on Twitter, go to www.twt.com. We also have a hashtag Tech17 that allows you to give us some feedback. We'd love to hear it if you've got some. So thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Tech17.